Sebastopol hit incredibly hard by the floodwaters, and the mayor of Sebastopol, Nisa Hinton, is with us. And Madam Mayor, good to have you.
Oh, thanks, Pat. It's great to be back in radio world.
Yeah, Nisa and I go back a ways before she got into politics. But in any case, you grew up in Sebastopol. You've been around here for a while. Was this, you know, the amount of flooding that took place yesterday and today surprising to you?
We've seen it before, but I mean, I think, and somebody stated it earlier, due to the fires, we had a lot of advance warning for people that were paying attention. And those of us that have seen it before, we were able to move, for example, our RVs that we have in our New Park Village for housing a lot of our homeless. We were able to get out in front of it and pull those to higher ground. So those got saved. And take precautions. So there's a lot of information out there. So I think we were ready, but a lot of people didn't take heed to the warnings.
Yeah, that always happens, I suppose. But still, the images to me were striking, and I've been around here a while too. And certainly, you know, the images even that came over social media yesterday, pictures, videos, etc., of the water levels in Sebastopol, certainly the Barlow district. I mean, what happened there and how bad is it there?
Well, so the Barlow wasn't around before, so the last time we flooded. So I don't think that they were prepared, and they weren't prepared for how high it was going to come up. I do understand when they built the Barlow, they have floodgates. They're built in. I've seen them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure they thought it would happen so fast. So my understanding, just what I've heard, is that all the floodgates weren't in place by the time the flooding was rising so quickly. So there was a fair amount of damage to the lower line businesses. I know Community Market got hit really bad.
Yeah.
They lost their meat freezer, but I guess the meat was moved up to Pacific Market, which was great. Everybody was kind of pulling together. And then Crooked Goat got hit pretty bad. And so all those businesses that were closest to the Laguna, were really underwater.
Literally underwater, that's for sure. And obviously the problems are ongoing in Sebastopol because, as you found out this morning, you can't get in and you can't get out of Highway 12.
So, yeah, I have a regular job, and I was trying to get here in the studio this morning, and everyone is on 116. And then add that to when I finally got to Stony Point, there had been an accident on both sides of the road that they were trying to clear with emergency vehicles. So it's taken a while. You got to give yourself more time than you think, for sure, to get in and out of Sebastopol, because we're an island and there's one way in and out.
Yeah, that's very frustrating for a lot of people. What's the difference this morning and yesterday in terms of the way Sebastopol looks?
Well, so yesterday, you know, in the morning, I think a lot of people were still waiting, not really believing that it was going to continue to rise. I know I've been going to the emergency shelter, and last night they had 33 cots out, and they were already filled to 30. So they were expecting a few more. Our fire department did at least 4 emergency rescues by boat out of Park Village. People that thought they could stay in their motorhomes or their mobile homes, and they couldn't. And there were 2 people who refused to leave, and I'm not sure if they got rescued last night, but you know, people forget even when it stops raining that the runoff continues to fill everything up.
Yeah, the runoff continues to fill it, and the soil, as we were talking about earlier, continues to move. And how do you assess, and when do you assess the damage in Sebastopol?
Well, so our emergency service person, who is basically our fire chief, Bill Braga, has signed so that we can get some support in stating an emergency, official emergency. And so,
and that's for the city of Sebastopol,
for the city
correct?
Of Sebastopol.
Yeah.
So we can get some reimbursements for all our fire that's been out rescuing people and damage that's going to be done. But there has been a lot of just great pulling together happening. For one, the community center, which is in the floodplain, really down there on Moore Street by the Laguna. When we went through this before, we replaced it with the floor with a removable floor. So the community came together about 2 days ago, and they pulled that entire floor up so that it wouldn't be ruined.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so we
how do you have a removable floor?
I I mean, I think it's pieces, and they pull it all up, and so we don't have to replace that again. And so we've been through it before. Yeah. That happened at the shelter yesterday. Pacific Market was donated all the sandwiches for lunch and was bringing them over. And then when I went by last night, we were taking dogs in the shelter, and the Humane Society had brought by some little dog beds. And so, you know, I don't know what the assessment's going to be, but we were all pulling together to just get through this. And then there's plenty of time to assess and figure out how
that
to
is
rebuild.
What we do. That mm-hmm. is what we do. And, you know, as we all know who spent any time around West County over the years, the cleanup is a huge challenge once all the water is gone. I mean, that stuff sticks to everything.
Yeah. I mean, the river is, that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, we had more flooding than we expected in Sebastopol. We were ready for it, I feel, but it's nothing like what's going to happen out at the river and the mudslides out there, and it's a mess.
And there are some health concerns, Mayor Hinton, about Healdsburg, of course. Their sewer system or sewer treatment facility was flooded. Also, the ongoing issues with the Russian River and the health issues that come from any amount of severe flooding there. Is there any concern about that in Sebastopol?
Well, we're watching it, but I'm getting daily updates, and we have not had an issue. We have some pumps and things in place, and so we're good on that front at this point.
What about the people? What are you hearing from your constituents about this situation and how they're operating in it?
Well, okay, it's Sebastopol, so a lot of people brought the kayaks out, just saying.
Yeah. I noticed, as I was saying earlier, an inordinate amount of SUPs out on the roadways, the stand-up paddle boards, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have to get to work, but a lot of people are like, oh, it's a rain day.
It's a rain day.
So they're actually just kind of trying to stay off the roads, which is great if they can, and just, you know.
Or stay on the roads on a paddle board.
Yeah, or stay out right in
the
waterway.
That is Sebastopol. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah. What are some of the human interest type stories that you've heard so far about the flooding?
I mean, really, I just have to say our fire department. You know, we have one paid chief and an entire volunteer fire department. Those guys are amazing. I happened to be at a fire appreciation dinner on Monday night. It's kind of ironic because the Sunday before the fires broke out, they also did their pancake breakfast a year and a half ago.
They need to stop doing that.
I know, right?
Clearly,
I think they do these things, and then next thing you know, they're up all night. And so those guys are just working around the clock. I know Forestville has the same situation. I'm seeing on social media, they're out there doing all kinds of rescues. And so these outer fire departments that are not necessarily paid and volunteers, they're just doing amazing work. And so,
yeah, that is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And in a time when, for a lot of Sonoma County, those volunteer firefighting organizations are being merged in some cases in Rincon Valley, et cetera, some of those volunteer firefighters are now going to be a part of a larger firefighting troop. But you're right. I mean, we certainly learned, if we didn't know before, through the fires, how important those volunteer firefighting units are.
Yeah, absolutely. And these water boat rescues, like I said, they were out in force. And I know they did at least four of them yesterday afternoon. I think they did a few more in the morning. So
those are the people who did not heed the call
to
get out or to turn around.
They thought they could ride
you know
it.
What.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't drown.
Yeah. So what's your job next when it comes to the recession of the river and the recovery of Sebastopol?
So we have a council meeting next Tuesday, and I know we just have to sign off on the proclamation for the emergency in Sebastopol. Basically, we're just trying to be there for our residents, whatever they need, and kind of get the word out. Ives Pool, for example, did free showers and opened their showers up to everybody that's at the emergency.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah. So we're just kind of responding day to day to whatever needs there are.
And the few times that I've been over in Sebastopol for the last 18 months or so to speak about the fire situation, you know, one of the things I always begin with is a big thank you, because immediately Sebastopol opened up every single door it had to evacuees from the fires and, you know, from Sebastopol out to the coast. out to Bodega Bay, et cetera. The number of people who opened up their personal homes and shelters and makeshift shelters and all of that. So we do know the hospitality of Sebastopol.
Yeah, having grown up there, that's who Sebastopol is. Yeah. I mean, we step in and open our homes and our hearts and cook food and make everybody feel at home. And that's what we're doing again in this emergency.
And it's important. And I don't know if anybody has missed the one camera shot of the Chevron station heading into or out of Sebastopol on Highway 12 and the kayaker, you know, roaming about at just about gas pump level where the waters were. I don't know if I'll ever forget that photo.
Well, I actually just did a kayak trip a week ago with the Laguna. Of course, we never expected it to be even higher.
Yeah, but, I bet it doesn't look like that now.
But we were paddling over fences with barbed wire, like, you know, we were in kayaks. And so it's a beautiful thing out there, but it's also can be serious stuff when the water goes over the edge of the Laguna and yeah. goes out into the edges.
And now what we're going to wait for, of course, is the reopening of Highway 12 in between Santa Rosa and Sebastopol. That's not even a main artery. It's essential to travel here.
Yeah. I mean, I did drive out there and look at it two nights ago, and it wasn't yet closed. And then we have the new bridge there, and once the water just went over, I mean, I think they're going to be probably on the conservative level. People say it might open tonight, but probably not till tomorrow,
yeah,
I would think.
That will be a good piece of news mm-hmm. for especially the folks who live or work in Sebastopol.
Right.
A little easier to get around mm-hmm. after that. Well, I'm glad to talk to you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
And look forward to hearing some more specifics about what the damage has been in Sebastopol and what the plan is to go about fixing that situation.
Well,
so thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Very good. That is the Mayor of Sebastopol, Nisa Hinton.